It's like persuasion. Call it hegemony. How understanding. How complimentary. We paint the pictures that they created. There's only one word. It's not so difficult. Expectations, your thin reality, made by the enemy, can be a fallacy that we don't ask for. We're independent, yes, but that is relative. Ask for alternatives, and you will get them. And watch the door close. You can't have airtime. You're unprofessional. It's so objective. And it's so rational. But so convenient. They wipe our faces. Look at the people who mind their business.
And so when we go home, this job isn't finished. We've got to talk to our membership. We've got to mobilize them. We got to politicize them. We got to say to Bill Davis and company, we need legislation on plank closing, and if you don't do it, step aside. We'll put somebody in the door.
Sixty thousand jobs gone. former pleasure. What is your occupation? What is your former pleasure? And how were you born?
Of the microchip boom. Music does it, really, really does it. Big Brother's watching, but what do we care? Yes, they do it, they really, really do it. They're clever, jamming, you won't know that they're there. Now they can't do it, they really can't do it. I got switch fever. I'm a tech diva. I'm atomic synth, the natural, strictly modern made. Electromotive force is the name of my trade. Hooked on hybrid, floating to the sun. Social indifference, thought for fun. Prelude to space before the dawn. Cosmic clouds are history's pawn. Cause I got switch fever. I'm a tech diva. I'm atomic synth, the natural, sickly, modern maid. Electromotive force is the name of my trade. Islands in space really aren't that far. They're perfect modern stations, complete with bar. Factory fresh dolls in every room. Welcome to the new dawn, a satellite beam. Cause I got switch fever. Oh, I got switch fever. I'm a tech diva. I'm a tech diva. I'm atomic synth, natural, strictly modern made. Electromotive force is the name of my trade. Scanning the spectrum for radio waves. Find the right band and you'll behave. Long and slow or high and quick. Radio frequencies can make you love sick. Cause I got switch fever.
た高架下に丘か。I'd buy her anything to keep her in style. She's got a pair of eyes just like two custard pies. Hot dog, that's where my money goes. My girl's a corker, she's a New Yorker. I'd buy her anything to keep her in style. She's got a pair of legs just like two whiskey cakes. Hot dog, that's where my money goes. My girl's a corker, she's a New Yorker. I'd buy her anything to keep her in style. She's got a pair of hips just like two battleships. Hot dog, that's where my money goes. My girl's a corker, she's a New Yorker. I'd buy her anything to keep her in style. She's got a pair of lips just like two potato chips. Hot dog, that's where my money goes. My girl's a corker, she's a New Yorker.
I'd buy her anything to keep her in style, to keep her in style.
She's got a great big nose just like a garden hose.
Hot dog, that's where my money goes. Hot dog, that's where my money goes.
Voices entombed in these stones. witnesses? There were visitors, messengers. There are descendants, reports, rumors,
conflicting accounts from the storytellers.
The earth wobbles on its axis. The climate became
I'm a scientist.
More and more
I refuse to cooperate.
Unstable.
It was a question of ethics.
There
I did not agree with their plans or their visions for a new world. New? It was intolerable.
It began
barbaric beyond all redemption.
To get colder.
They couldn't convince me otherwise.
And colder.
I was, of course, left behind.
Winters grew longer. There were extreme
rumors abound. There are tales of real estate transactions,
torrential rains,
relocations, disappearances, tales of aborted projects, catastrophes, and then great black silence
forces. The sun's action.
Well, he could be anywhere, you know. Out of state, out of body, out of mind.
The gravity of the moon. By
he might
internal
have gone
forces,
to colonize Planet 3 to think.
Changes in the distribution of the Earth's mass.
No one seems to know anything more than rumor.
There were volcanic eruptions.
Or then again, perhaps it happened like this.
Fissures.
He went out to get a pack of cigarettes. Stopped for a beer and met this man at the bar.
The
well,
western coast.
You know how that can be.
Eastward.
He forgot to go home.
The Imperial Valley.
But that was weeks ago, you say.
The city of the century sank.
And now. Now the city has shifted.
Changes in the orbital geometry.
I sent a letter of inquiry.
Are caused by the gravitational
It was returned. Stamped whereabouts unknown. No forwarding address.
They were all
that was before the city had shifted.
On the other side of the sun.
Rumors. Rumors.
The earth
what we
cracked.
Call acts of expediency.
Trembled. The great vertical city split in two.
It is said that the chemical bank had
the
fallen into the hands of other map makers.
Into a vast
construction and development.
Sea.
Monitoring systems for drainage
there
was their objective, not alchemy.
Military controls, legions of the lost.
According to the
caravans camped in the ruins.
A man left the house one day,
a shift in
and without apparent motivation, he simply vanished.
Massive accumulations.
The man who attempted to find him by retracing his steps
jolted the spin
of the same course. He became what he pursued
until it exceeded the equilibrium point. The spin became unstable.
All the cities shifted.
The earth tumbled over in space.
Some to the right, some to the left.
The sun appeared.
The cities of desire.
The sky.
And the cities of despair.
The city of buried angels vanished.
Please, no smoking.
On the subject of sleep and dreams, we should mention a singular belief that has obtained credence for many centuries, that to wake up in tears is a sign of impending evil. Two instances of this omen coming true have been brought before our notice in the same family. One was of a lady who woke up to find herself weeping bitterly, and under the impression, not a dream, that all her brothers and sisters were dead. Ere many months were over, a still nearer and more beloved relative was attacked with illness which proved fatal. And the other was of a gentleman who woke one morning with his pillow wet with tears, a circumstance especially unusual for a man, and shortly afterwards heard of the death, in consequence of an accident, of a valued relative in a distant land. We trust we shall not be considered skeptical when we relegate both to the region of curious coincidences. So, the old superstition of fire burning blue under ghostly influence is explained by the physical fact that when the mind is under the tension of anxiety or grief, the eye becomes so affected as only to be able to discern the blue rays of light. In the Louvre Gallery in Paris, there are two pictures by the same artist. And in a sense.
I went in to see Eileen. She's home from hospital.
The following story is related of them.
She came home yesterday.
A French painter, being desirous of painting a picture of innocence, stopped at a cottage door and asked the mistress of the house to allow him to depict her beautiful little boy in that character.
She can stagger around a bit on
she consented, and the picture was painted. Many years afterwards, he wished to paint a companion picture to be called Guilt.
He certainly won't be able to manage those stairs.
Visiting one of the prisons in search of a face.
I think they're packing up now, ready to.
He saw a man
sell up and trot off to Australia.
Perfectly answered the purpose. Permission was granted.
He was in, I believe, the last time I spoke to you, she was in
to his horror,
East Reach.
He found
after a while, they
conversation with the man.
Sent her from East Reach to Trinity Hospital, a place I'd never heard of before. But it used to be the old workhouse in Taunton. It's at the back of East Reach. In some beautiful gardens.
In an early portion of this branch.
Beautiful, certainly a beautiful layout. And a very modern car park layout there as well. Plenty of room for everybody.
One of the most curious is a story related.
I seem to have done very little bird gallop up and down between here and Taunton. For some reason or other, either down the hospital or
drawing
was shut down last week too. Go to a sale.
Was engaged, received every
Comet, you know, discount place.
In a style far superior to her own.
First now we shall have a new vacuum cleaner.
Worked at her picture.
Hoover. Upright job.
Schoolfellows.
Certainly does its stuff because
traced her influence to the
2 days until the blooming bag in their disposal. It looks like it's going to cost me a fortune in blooming dust bags or something. Ever is well worth it before. The carpet certainly seemed to brighten up considerably. The yellow one was there. I think if I remember rightly, I bought it up here with Mum. About 10 years ago. 10, 12 years ago.
He would not have.
The motor's all right, but I mean, I don't seem to shift the door all that much. Certainly the new one does. Last Monday, I helped out. This weekend, I'm all trotting off down to Plymouth. Won't be going down till Saturday afternoon after lunch.
In a ward of the hospital at
Portbury. Be busy in the morning.
A poor young man.
But I don't know what I told you for Uncle Arthur's taking early retirement. It's come through.
Bringing him to furnish him with and, the expenses of a journey.
Confirmed that it's April. He'll be retiring in April. And incidentally, somebody else is taking early retirement too. Peter Jellins. I think he finishes next month. March. He'll be 64. But it'll pay him to finish up 12 months before. It's a bit early for me yet. I don't think I should be sorry to finish up.
Please, no smoking.
He sees it by her. In bed, and he said,
Take off your pants. Fuck you. Tonight was rolled dice for drink. I was nothing. And potato rooster for dinner. Get some Roger things. Not you again. It was the first time in a mercy dissonary. She feels like the save the girl. She has to be.
Joey!
About. He's.
Breck, perhaps.
Feels a counterclockwise.
Expectation thought, and the action is different. Thought, she's different. Infection. Chris took one look at her foot and made a yuck.
L'équilibre. Près de quoi? Elle se demande son intrigue. Forget about that sweet fuck, baby.
How she sees it by her, 3 o'clock a.m., June 6, 1981. Comme le voit par elle. Visi is van ear out seat. He was in bed and he said, take off your pants. Why do you think I'm here? Because I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you tonight. She goes to the loo. He was in bed and he said, but not in so many words. I think that I'm nervous that your husband is leaving town. It throws off the balance. The balance of what, she wonders, his intrigue. Forget about that sweet fuck, baby. Oublie ce duspez, mon petit. Forget some Zeus and Fick, baby. You disappointed me. I think you're a bitch. I'm not fishing with you this week. I'm not going to take care of you either. Just in case you had any ideas about that, you must be getting money from him or your parents. She wanted to see Paranoid, or is she not aware of something? She's now listening to Fight Upstairs, screams between. He's snoring now. He kissed her and cut her throat simultaneously. She's at a funny place in her mind at this moment. Bewildered and angry, she thinks about how...
How she sees it by her.
How she's taken care of herself at different times in her life. She's vulnerable yet strong. Her vulnerability is her strength. She likes to try different things. She was smart to save money while she was making money. And her savings were strong. If the Zimbo show and the paperwork out on Monday, then she'll be very happy and short for some moments. Hook her outside, says, going out, going out. She's pretty bummed out tonight because last night was so great. She hoped tonight would be warm and fun. It was warm and fun, but also cold and political. He said that some nights this week when he stayed with her, he really didn't want to be there. Killer patterns.
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original sound works by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Briarwood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of £9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection shall be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. Now.